So the Yorkshire Dales Monopoly game is officially launched today. We're here to see it. We're very proud that Dales Radio does have a square on the Monopoly board. And I thought I'd try and get one or two top tips on the game here. We're with Jason Bunn, who's the former world Monopoly champion and the only one in the UK, I believe.
That's correct. Yeah, hold that dubious honour.
What's the secret?
The secret is, as you go around the board, buy everything. Don't leave anything behind. It could all be useful later on in the game. The important part of the game is the negotiating. So negotiating skills with the other players to come out with the best set, which enables you to build quickly, efficiently, to eventually bankrupt all the other players.
Because when you're negotiating, literally the rules go out of the window. It's just down to hard, cold money, isn't it? It's making the most of what you've got.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, the set everybody should try and aspire for is the orange set, which is Bow Street, Marlborough Street, Vine Street.
Oh, because I always went for Mayfair and Park Lane, thinking I'd won it if I'd got those two.
The problem with that set is there's only two of them, and quite often people don't get past the go-to-jail sign, whereas the orange set, as soon as you come out of jail, you're quite likely to throw a 6, 8, or 9, which lands you on
that. The orange set.
Yeah, and it's also the most cost-effective one to develop into houses. So the other tip is to try and get up to 3 houses as quickly as possible, because that's the optimum return on your investment.
Right, now, can we keep all these a secret, please? For the next time I play, just between you and me.
Just between us two, for the moment.
Brilliant. Is there any difference to this game technically? I mean, obviously we've got all the lovely pictures of the Dales on it, but is it the same as a traditional Monopoly set?
Oh, yeah, it's exactly the same rules. It's just nice when you recognise the places as you go around. I mean, I live in North Leeds. Most of these places on this board are within an hour's drive for me. So it's a nice little shop window. You think, you know something, I need to go back there.
Yeah.
And I've got a 9-year-old grandson who I look after in the school holidays. There's a few places on there now that I'll probably take him while we're together.
It's fantastic marketing for the Dales, isn't it?
I think it's you couldn't get any better.
Yeah, it's absolutely brilliant. And superb. Love the pictures on it. The artwork on it is tremendous. It's been really well done. I'm quite proud of this, actually. It's good.
Yeah, they've done a fantastic job. You can't fault it.
So, finally, before we go, how did you win the world champions?
Practiced. I used to play two games in my lunch hour at work.
Two,
yeah. Everybody thinks, how do you do that? If you play the game properly, you can do it in a game in half an hour.
Because we very often ended up giving up and cashing up to see who'd won after a few hours.
That's all these silly little house rules like free parking and doubling your money when you land on go, things like that.
Yeah, you don't believe in any of those?
No. Stick strictly to the rules and it's a quicker, actually more fun game.
Right, okay, that's a good tip then. Well, look, it's been great to talk to you today and lovely to be here at the launch of the Monopoly game. It's been a pleasure, thank you.
Thank you.